Story Time, another big folk music show starring Webb Pierce.
I'm a walking a dog, and I'm never blue. I'm a walking a dog. I ain't thinking about you. I don't need no one to tie me down. I'm just a walking a dog, and a pain in the town. Such an easy life I never knew, until the day that I left you. Well, I'm a carefree lad that's seen a light, and I'm a walking a dog all the day and all night. And a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
And what a show we've got planned for you all this evening with Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, String Beat, and the entire Opry gang.
And for the icing on the cake, that boy from Houston, Texas, none other than Hank Lachlan. Hank will be out here picking and singing shortly, friends, just as soon as we hear what's been going on down in Grinder Switch the past week. As told us by that Gabby gossip herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, Sue, we just had such a nice Thanksgiving down at Grinder's Twitch. Oh, I wish y'all could have been down there with us. And we had such a fine Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, Uncle Nabob went clear over to Centerville to the butcher shop over there to get a turkey. And he said to the butcher, he said, I hope the same thing don't happen that happened last year. I had a tough old buzzard for Thanksgiving. And the butcher said, I know just how you feel. We have my mother-in-law for Thanksgiving, too. But it was the toughest old turkey I ever seen in my life. Even the gravy was tough. And Uncle Nabob said, he's a card, that uncle of mine is. He said that old turkey must have been hatched in an incubator. He said no bird could be that tough if it had a mother. We had one thing that kind of marred the Thanksgiving holidays, though. Seems like Flawed Perkins. Old Flawed, he dropped by to take Link Shank's wife to a church meeting, and she was just stuffing her Thanksgiving turkey, and she told Link, her husband, afterwards, she said, I'd never have made it if it hadn't been for Flawed Perkins. I had to take a bath, and he helped me with my dressing. Oh, that made Link so mad he didn't know what to do. Hezzy, my feller, he come over and eat dinner with us Thanksgiving. Oh! I found out that Tilly Tinkum tried to lure him over to her house. She said to Hezzy, wouldn't you like to have a nice young chicken for Thanksgiving? Hezzy said, yeah, I sure would, but I got to eat with Minnie. But Thanksgiving night, Hezzy come awful close to proposing to me. Oh! We're sitting there in the front room, and Hezzy says, Minnie, after we're married, we'll have 6 little Hezzies and Minnies that'll look exactly like us. That Hezzy sure is a fast worker. He ain't even got the typewriter yet, and already he's done made himself 6 carbon copies. But sister, she got her a new sweater from the mail order house the other day to have for Thanksgiving. But she had to send the sweater back. it wasn't too small enough. You know, that sister's getting boy crazy. The other day she was sitting in the bus station and a fella walked up to her and said, "Pardon me, are you waiting for someone in particular?" And sister said, "No, I'm satisfied if you are." I'm glad I'm not that way. I had to speak to her the other day. She's so proud. She's telling me about how pretty she looked and she's talking about how nice her legs looked. And she said, "Minnie Pearl, don't you think my legs match Betty Grable's?" And I said, "Sister, your legs don't even match one another." But now, I tell you what happened the other night. A bunch of them old fellers around Grinder Switch were sitting around the Cracker Barrel talking to one another about where they wanted to be buried at. There's all old fellers, must have been close to 100, all three of them. And Simp Puckett and Bud Gates and Grandpappy Bustrom was talking about where they wanted to be buried. And Simp said, "Well, I'd like mighty well to be buried alongside of Stonewall Jackson. Now, there's a feller I'd like to be buried alongside of." And Bud said, "Oh, I want to be buried alongside of Robert E. Lee. That's who I want to be buried alongside of." And Grandpappy Buster was sitting over there, and he says, "Well, Hippin, it's all right with you all. I'd just as soon be buried alongside of Marilyn Monroe." And Bud says, "But Grandpappy, Marilyn Monroe ain't dead." He said, "Ha, neither am I."
Say, Webb, did you ever get a disapproving look from a lady when you lit up your pipe in her living room?
Come to think of it, Grant, I did, before I switched to natural-tasting, smooth-smoking Prince Albert.
Man, you sure hit on the right pipe tobacco to make a hit with the gals. You see, friends, Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. Yes, nature in her own sure way put the flavor in P.A. And with P.A., you get a fine aroma. That's why the Prince Albert pipe smoker is welcome wherever he lights up.
And fellas, it's after you light up that you realize what a fine smoke you put into that pipe. First of all, the crimp cut makes PA pack so neat and smoke so long burning.
The aged in natural goodness of Prince Albert is held and heightened due to PA's own special process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years.
Make your next pipe full Prince Albert, fellas, and enjoy the national joy smoke. And say, what a fine gift that pound size will make for Christmas. Tonight's special guest has been picking and singing since he was 7 years old. But it's just been in the last couple of years that folks realize his fine talent for writing songs as well as singing them. He's making his first appearance on Grand Ole Opry tonight, so neighbors, let's give him a big welcome, Hank Laughlin! Hank, as Minnie Pearl would say, we're mighty proud to have you here with us tonight.
And I'm twice as proud to be here, Webb.
Say, tell us what you've been doing lately out there in Houston, Texas, Hank.
Well, I've been making some personal appearances around in Texas and over in Oklahoma and Louisiana and New Mexico and trying to make a few records that the people might buy.
Well, the main thing is that you're not too busy to sing us a couple of those big song hits of yours. Which one's going to be first?
Well, I like to do the one, Webb, that I have out on a 4-star record that's the cause of me being up here on this great show. I'd like to thank all of the friends out there for making this dream come true. Let me be the one.
Sing it, Hank.
Let me be the one to walk with you when you are somebody who calls with you. Anything that makes you happy, I want to do. Oh, darling, let me be the one. Let me be the one who means the most, the one you want to love and call your own. And when you choose your partner, I want to be the choice. Oh, please, let me be the one. Some loving, I'll know just what to do. Lots of hugging and a kiss or two. You gotta let me be the one. Let me be the one to take you out to your favorite. favorite places, you have no doubt. And when the evening's gone with a kiss goodnight, oh, please let me be the one. Sorrows too, in all kind of weather, I want to be with you. Oh, please let me be the one. Let me be the one to hold your hand when the preacher says, do you take this man? All these happy thoughts will mean so much fun if you'll only let me be the one.
Sending the Dickens out of a little tune called Liberty. Here come two children to call the square dance for us.
Everybody join hands and play for the left. Ha ha! Oh, you stand at part of Saturday. Don't you see? Go a long way. Grab that gal and circle it back. Oh, let the legs slip out and just step in. Grab your hold and go it again. Well, you swing more and I swing more. Swing that gal from Arkansas.
Cousin Anita Kerr is courting on the accordion, folks, and that's our cue for tonight's sacred song. The hymn we've selected for this evening is Old Country Church. There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the
a lot. Well, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty important on his mind.
When you roll your own cigarette, you look for the easiest rolling, smoothest smoking tobacco you can find. Well, that happens to be Prince Albert. With an OCB paper and PA, you have yourself a making smoke that can't be beat.
Grant, I can vouch for that because so many of my buddies are PA making fans. Man, how they dote on that natural flavor and the mild, tasty enjoyment that they get out of Prince Albert Roll Your Owns.
It couldn't be any other way, Webb. You see, Prince Albert is crimp cut. It doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Prince Albert is as easy on your patience as it is on your taste buds.
So my advice is, roll your next making smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
So roll your own with good PA and take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy Prince Albert brings to you.
Time now to haul the old upright piano out to the center of the stage, because here comes those old hickory singers singing Jubilee.
Down south where the Suwannee River flows, down south where the cotton blossom grows, we're gonna have a celebration. And so we send an invitation, honey. Come with me to Tennessee to a jubilee. It's gonna be a great day.
What a day.
It will be so heavenly, just you, 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 you and me. We'll dance our troubles away. Where the sweet magnolias grow, it's so entrancing. And honey, child, you ought to know our southern style romancing. Come with me to Tennessee, for there's gonna be a loving jubilee. Come with me to Tennessee, for the jubilee. It's gonna be a great day.
What a day.
Be so heavenly, just you, 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 you and me. We'll dance our troubles away. Where the sweet magnolias blow, it's so entrancing. And honey, child, you ought to know our southern style romancing. Come with me to Tennessee, for there's gonna be a loving jubilee.
Well, we're all mighty proud of a fellow from Hornwall, Tennessee, who comes to us every Saturday night about this time. Besides being one of the funniest critters we've ever listened to, he is also one of the nicest. Of course, I mean Rod Brasfield!
Well, much obliged. I thought for a minute you all had something, Mark. That's what I heard again. Hi, Mr. Parrish.
Hi, you right. Say,
I'm glad to see you, boy.
You are?
Yeah.
Say, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I had a fine Thanksgiving, Webb, but that trip coming back from down to the folks' house on the train, that there's bad,
mm-hmm.
boy. That's the last time I'll ever take a train trip on a holiday.
Why? What happened?
Well, did you ever try to eat a bowl of soup on the train that is swaying back and forth and going about 110 miles an hour around the curve?
No, Rod, I never had the pleasure.
Well, by Ned, I did, and I'll tell you what happened. The fella sitting right next to me ate my soup,
mm-hmm.
and then he wiped my lips. I kissed his wife, and the waiter gave both of us a half dollar tip. You know, Webb, it's warm in here, but by Ned, it's cold outside tonight, baby.
Say, I suppose with all the people in your family, you must have had a big turkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a big old turkey. Well, that old turkey was so big, we had to put a girdle on it to keep the stuff in there.
Well, was there enough to go around?
Yeah, had plenty of turkey, plenty of turkey. My gal Susie, she got a pair of wings, and her little brother, he got a pair of drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, what I got don't come in pairs, Webb. But then I always did like necks, you know.
Say, did Uncle Sipe have Thanksgiving dinner with you?
No, no. Uncle Sipe, he had an old gobbler waiting at home for him.
Hey, how big was the old gobbler?
Well, I think last time he had Aunt Sap Wade, she weighed about 250.
Hey, by the way, Rod, hi, Susie.
Oh, Susie's fine. She's fine.
She is. You know, Rod, some people have gone as far as to say that Susie is pretty.
Well, they'd have to be pretty far gone to say a thing like that. You know something, Webb? I keep old Susie's picture under my pillar night and day.
Oh, you do? That's very nice.
Yeah, that way I don't have to look at it, you know what I mean? But you know, she's a fine old gal. I love her. I love her. She's boy crazy, of course.
No.
Thinks about nothing but men. Just thinks of men all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah, even when she laughs, she goes, I love her, though. You know her daddy used to be a big football player?
He did?
Yeah, he was a big football player. He was a place kicker.
A place kicker?
Yeah, a place kicker. I know, brother.
You do?
In fact, I could show you the place. Well, I proposed to Susie last night 4 times.
You did?
Yeah, first she was hot, and then she was cold. Then she was hot, and then she was cold. Then she was hot, and then she was cold.
Well, where did you propose to her?
Between the gas range and the refrigerator. But I says to her, I says, Susie, honey, let's get married. She says, what for, Rod? I says, 'cause, Barnett, I love you, Susie. Honey, I love you.
Oh, I see.
She says, I know, but what good's that going to do me? Well, she had me there, brother. I couldn't answer. But when we got home, I says to my mommy, I says, Mommy, I want to know something. Why did you marry Poppy? And Mommy says, Son, have you got to wondering about that, too? When I proposed to Susie the last time last night, buddy, I mean, I really went to town. I done it up fine. I just proposed big.
You did?
Yeah, got down on my bended knees, you know. And I looked up, excuse me, bud. I got down on my bended knees, and I looked up into Susie's eyes just like a dying duck in a thunderstorm, and I said, Susie,
yeah?
Susie, honey, here on my bended knee knuckles, I want you to say the one word that'll make me happy. And you know what she said?
No.
That's it.
Well, it seems to me like it's been too long between songs, so let's call Hank Laughlin back out here. By the way, Hank, what's it going to be this time?
Well, Webb, I'd like to do my other recording of a little thing called Lessons in Love.
Let's hear her, Hank.
Big blue eyes, but you've never learned your lessons in love. You may have an early date, but you better be home before it's late, 'cause you've never learned your lessons in love. You've never had a broken heart to haunt you. You've never heard the one you want to say that they don't want you. You may flirt and play around, but you gotta run when the cards are down, 'cause you've never learned your lesson in love.
All over the country, playing by the hour. Wear a big smile on the face, never do look sour. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie, walk and talk, Susie.
Well, neighbors, here's a little ballad I recorded about 6 months ago, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for helping me put it over. Here it is. It goes like this. It's been so long since we said goodbye. I guess that's the reason why I didn't cry. I miss you, baby, every day and night. It's been so long since I held you tight. Well, everything's different since you went away. I get so lonely every night and day. I can't help feeling that you ought to know. I love you, baby, and I miss you so. Nothing ever seems the same. My sunshine has turned to rain. Every time I hear your name, my heart becomes a burning flame. It's been so long since we said goodbye. I guess that's the reason why I sit and cry. I miss you, baby, every day and night. It's been so long since I held you tight. I guess that's the reason why I sit and cry. I miss you, baby, every day and night. It's been so long since I held you tight. Well, friends, it looks like it's just about all the time we have for this evening, but we aim to come calling for you in the old buckboard again next week. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Cowboy Copas, and he's bringing along with him Hank Thompson. So till then, this is Webb Pierce saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night on the Grand Ole Opry.
Feel that mildness. Yes, feel that mildness. Taste that flavor. That's a Cavalier.
A king-size Cavalier, the cigarette especially blended of fine, light, mild tobaccos, blended by the makers of Camels. So if you want to know what real mildness means, just wait till you light your first Cavalier. You'll discover Cavaliers give you mildness right where it counts, and the smooth, light feel of the smoke as you inhale.
Yes, the way to judge a cigarette's mildness is by the feel of the smoke as you inhale. So no wonder, when thousands of smokers compared Cavaliers with the cigarettes they'd been smoking, 8 out of 10 interviewed said Cavaliers are milder.
So light up and inhale. Feel that mildness, yes. Feel that mildness. Taste that flavor. That's a Cavalier.
And don't forget, although they're king size, Cavaliers are priced no higher than leading regular size brands. They give you extra length and extra value at no extra cost. So buy a carton of king-size Cavaliers right away.
This program is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is the NBC Radio Network.